We're being joined this morning by State Representative Patrick Kearney, who will give us a look at what's happening on Beacon Hill. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
So, first off, the vaccine rollout is continuing, but so do some troubles with signups. Have you been hearing from your constituents about this?
We've been hearing from a lot of constituents about how difficult it has been to get appointments. It's been very, very frustrating, as you know, from just watching the news. The website a couple weeks ago had crashed. We had been calling on the Baker administration to create a pre-registration system so that when appointments were available, people can pre-register, that they get an appointment, they get a notification. The fact that in the 21st century there are folks that are having to sit at a computer for hours and just hit enter, hoping that they're going to get an appointment, has been very, very frustrating.
Now, in regards to that, you have signed a letter calling for teachers to receive Johnson & Johnson vaccines.
Yeah, I'm very, very proud to have led the effort on Beacon Hill. 23 of my colleagues and I signed on to a letter that I wrote along with the Marshfield and Scituate superintendents, asking that the Baker administration utilize the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to vaccinate our 72,000 teachers in Massachusetts. It's been very, very frustrating because, as you know, you and I had this discussion about 7 months ago when the administration said that local school committees know best. They said, you know, folks that are closest to parents, teachers, and students can make the decision to go full in-person, hybrid, or full remote. And then 7 months later, they said that local school committees don't know best, and they issued an order that everyone has to be back at school April 1st. And if they do not have a vaccination plan to get all of our teachers vaccinated to make sure that schools are safe for everyone to return to, then we shouldn't be returning to school April 1st. We need to prioritize teachers if DESE is going to force them back to the classroom.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, it appears we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Have a great day, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.